Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very spooky day, being Friday the 13th. Ooh, spooky. You know, my office was all worried. Oh, my gosh, Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th isn't that bad in my office. It's actually very bad for business because many people are afraid to travel. And so Friday the 13th is never a bad day in our office, knock on wood. The full moons, that's when weird things happen, or people act weird, or they start to yell and scream and, you know, that crazy stuff. But Friday the 13th for us, knock on wood, even though I know, you know, Friday the 13th isn't over, so far, so good. But still, spooky. Spooky stuff. Okay, what is the Friday the 13th fear name? I guess it's called paraskevidecatriaphobia. That is if you are fearful of Friday the 13th. Now, where does it have its origin? Well, it's interesting. You know, a lot of people call it Black Friday. I remember Black Friday, though, being, it was like October in 1988, was it, when the stock market crashed? I thought that was Black Friday. But I guess Friday the 13th has historical roots. So the most historical was the crucifixion of Christ. I guess it happened on a Friday, they say, and 13 people were present at the Last Supper. So it gave rise to Friday the 13th, okay? There's also a superstition that if you have a dinner party and there's 13 people, one of them is going to die within a year. Did you know about that superstition? I am very superstitious. And this is the first I heard about this whole dinner party thing. You know, when I go to someone's house, I don't count the people. But I guess you should. So if there's 13 people, an odd amount of people, one of you, I don't like those odds at all. They say, according to ABC News, back on Friday, October 13th, 1307, hundreds of the Knights Templar were arrested in France and imprisoned on charges of illegal activity, which was later proven false, but more than 100 died of being tortured. That was a Friday the 13th. They say some people believe the publication of 1907's Thomas Lawson's novel Friday the 13th contributed to the spread of the superstition. A lot of us worry about, or a lot of us remember the Alfred Hitchcock movie. And is it Friday the 13th? Don't they have a bunch of, scary movies, the Friday the 13th scary movies? I don't know if Jason was a part of Friday the 13th. I don't watch scary movies because I get very, very scared. People think that there's Wall Street panic on Friday the 13th. Is it more dangerous? Well, there was a study that came out that Friday the 13th is bad for your health. Back in 1993, there was a study published in the British Medical Journal, and it looked at hospital admissions for traffic accidents on a Friday the 13th. And then they looked at those at a Friday the 6th at a community outside London. And despite lower traffic volume on the 13th, because a lot of people avoid to drive, they still had an increase of 52% car accidents, traffic accidents, on Friday the 13th. So they concluded back in 1993 that Friday the 13th could be unlucky for some, and staying at home is recommended. Business does not like Friday the 13th because if people aren't driving, people aren't going, you know, going out. And so it's a very, very bad day overall for everybody. For us, the number 13 is very lucky. I'm Jewish. In the Jewish religion, 13 is lucky because of the boy turns into a man on the 13th. I mean, a lot of good things happen in terms of your puberty, your, I guess, so the 13th is a monumental age. So that's why it's not a bad number. Seven, a lot of people think seven is a very, very bad number. Seven for a lot of us is fine. Let me see what else. What other superstitions are you supposed to avoid on Friday the 13th? I'm trying to think. Well, walking under a ladder, I think everybody has to. You know, you just never walk under a ladder. I really don't know why. My guess from a medical standpoint is somebody could be falling down the ladder and then it could fall on you or it could start to slip. You're not supposed to cross paths with a black cat. I have a black cat. And that black cat crossed my path all the time, which is pretty scary. And she's spooky. Breaking a mirror. In my family, when you break a mirror, very, very bad luck. And if you break a mirror, 7 years of bad luck. Well, here we go. Alfred Hitchcock was born Friday the 13th. And then I guess he had a movie, number 13, but I guess it never went to fruition. Fidel Castro was born on Friday the 13th. President Franklin D. Roosevelt would not travel on the 13th day of any month. Herbert Hoover, Napoleon had an abnormal fear of Friday the 13th. Okay, so they say there's at least one Friday the 13th a year, but there's never more than three Friday the 13th a year. So in this year, we're going to have a Friday the 13th here in February, in March, and in November. The last time there were three Friday the 13th was back in 2012. The next time that there's going to be three of them will be the year 2026. But I don't know what you guys want to do with any of that information. What I would recommend is avoiding that dinner party. That, to me, is some pretty scary stuff. But anyway, be careful, drive safe. And it's not that I'm worried about you guys driving, but if there's some people out there going, oh my gosh, Friday the 13th is so bad. You know, once you start to second guess yourself and you start to be nervous about something, that's when things go wrong. Not that I want you guys driving high as a kite or driving not paying attention, but when you have other people all freaked out, just bad things happen. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Marianne had written me yesterday about, like, Jewish funeral customs, and she wanted to know why we don't have a wake, why we don't bring flowers to the graveyard, why we're supposed to put rocks on the kind of like the headstone. And so, you know, I thought I would just quickly tell you guys, I don't know, you know, Jews always do things differently. Why we have to tear our clothes. In the Bible, I think David tore his shirt when he found out Saul died, and Joseph tore his shirt when he found out Jacob died. I mean, I've been ripping off my blouse since college, but it's something we Jews do. But it's although my shirt ripping off was not, you know, for a burial ritual. So we you know, tear a part of our clothes as a sign of mourning. It's a sign of mourning, okay? You know, men are more prone to ripping off their whole entire shirts than women. You know, people always go, gosh, you know, Jewish funerals are really, really exciting. And they're, well, yeah, you know, but it's not like we women run around topless. Usually in this day and age, I do live in Vegas, though, so maybe Vegas funerals are a little different, but no, I my clothes have been on the whole time. A lot of times we just rip part of the coat that we're wearing, or we have like a little ribbon, and we and the ribbon is provided by the funeral director, and then we rip a little bit of that, okay? Flowers. You could bring flowers. If you are going to a Jew's grave, you could bring flowers, but it's more of a custom to put a stone on it. So sometimes we'll do colorful stones. So, not diamonds. No. Like stones. Like, you know, like the landscaping rocks. I hope it's okay. I usually, when I'm at the graveyard, I just go to where the trees are and I grab the rocks and I put those there. But it shows respect. I don't really know exactly what the rock is, unless it's supposed to be strength and building type of thing. Like the rock is that their life and their death is a foundation of future life, that kind of thing. That's what I always thought the rock represented. But no, it has nothing to do with saving money, okay? You know, really, people, come on. Some of you had asked me questions on the phone line. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dali. You are so funny. I just love listening to you every night.
Thank you.
I'm listening to you about the Shiva house. I'm sorry about your mother-in-law. But I must tell you, my father-in-law passed away years ago, and at the service, my mother-in-law did not want anybody to cut the ribbon or cut the clothes. So that's the way it left, and when we got back to the limousine, so I said to my husband, you know something? You're supposed to do that. And he said, well, my mother didn't want it. So as he got into the limousine, his pocket got caught on the door and tore the pocket off his jacket. And I said, see, God wanted it that way. So this is what I wanted to tell you. So thank you, and keep up the funny stuff also. You are fantastic.
You see, some people like my show. That is interesting. Does that freak you out when there is... thank you for calling, and I know I wish I could talk to you live. I know that was on the answer line. Do you guys get signs? Do you see signs after somebody dies? My husband got a sign after his mom died this week. Apparently, he was at a grocery store. He was picking up some shaving stuff. And as he's leaving, making sure he got everything from the store, you know how you check your bags? There was a birthday card in the bag. Mommy to son. It was a couple monkeys. It was for my baby boy. It was like a mommy birthday card for a little boy. And I was, you know, and he was like, where the hell did that come from? So that, I believe there, I just do. I believe, I don't know if you call it life after death, but I believe, and I go, this is nothing medical, of course, this is just me, but I believe that certain things happen. A lot of you are like, Dalia, that's coincidence, okay? You know, the man ripped his pocket, you know, getting into a car. I rip my pants all the time coming in and out of a car because I don't know how to do the ladylike thing where you keep your knees closed together. I don't know how to do that well. But again, honestly, you know, at this point in my stage, I'm, you know, why be, coy and, you know, proper? I've had, I don't know how many gynecological exams. You know, how many sexual partners, how many kids have passed through? Really, I'm going to, you know, try to show niceties and keep the knees bolted together as I leave a car. I'm going to get out of the car as quickly as I can. Leave me alone. But I just do believe that there are signs that there's this whole other dimension out there and that there's souls and those souls, somehow, communicate with us and that things happen. Not like Interstellar, where someone's giving you the Morse code. I also think it kind of comes through your animals, too, like my cat. Yesterday, last night, we were doing the Shiva, and we were, doing all the Hebrew and stuff. And usually my cat wants nothing to do with strangers, especially a bunch of us singing. That's kind of scary to a cat. But the cat comes down. The cat comes down and wants to be a part of it. So now you're like, whoa, why is that? Was the cat some sort of a person? Why would anybody want to be a part of a funeral mourning procession? And he wasn't hungry. He just wanted to hang out with us, and he never wants to hang out with us. So those spooky things happen. And it's cool to hear about that. And if any of you guys have these, experiences where somebody died and then there was a sign or something, I believe that. And it's not that you're looking for a sign. It doesn't happen to people looking for a sign. It happens and all of a sudden, boom, So, yeah. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Speaking about death, they say bodies of Ebola victims are infectious a week after death, and they've been able to detect the virus up to 10 weeks in corpses. So one of the issues we had with this Ebola outbreak in Africa was people were handling their dead. They were wrapping them, and they were doing burial rituals, but that's how they were touching. And this was before they knew that their loved one had Ebola. And then, unfortunately, they came down with it. One of my listeners had asked why Jews don't have a wake during a funeral. It's because in Judaism, you bury the body fast. So the body is usually buried the next day unless it's on the Sabbath. So you could look at the body during the funeral. You could walk by and go up to the body and go, hi, how's it going? But we don't do that because you bury them really, really quickly. And one of the reasons why we do that is because if the body had been, in the olden days, infectious, you didn't want others to be infected. You also have to, in the Jewish religion, wash your hands right away whenever you're at a graveyard. You wash your hands. And it's a symbolic sign. It's a cleansing sign, but it was also probably for medical reasons, a health issue. In the study now with Ebola patients, they said a dead body with Ebola has been frequently referred to as a viral bomb, and it's been unclear how long the bodies remained infectious. Now researchers working for the National Institutes of Health in Hamilton, Montana, released new findings on Thursday. Yesterday showing the Ebola virus could remain infectious in dead bodies for a week, and it was detectable for 10 weeks, which makes you wonder, well, was it still infectious or remaining 9 weeks? In the study, the researchers infected 5 macaque monkeys. This is a species they believe that could serve as models for human. They gave them Ebola, and then they euthanized them. They placed the dead They placed the dead monkeys in a temperature and environment control chamber to simulate the climate of West Africa. Over several weeks, the researchers sampled and swabbed the tissue of their nose, mouth, blood, lungs, spleen, liver, and muscle. Rather than killing the monkeys, why didn't they just use new Ebola corpses and swab the samples of some of the victims where the family said it was okay? I don't understand why they had to infect a monkey, kill the monkey, and they just wanted to use the humans that have already died and test humans. That makes no sense. Anyway, they concluded that it remained in the organs for days and blood for 7 days. And the viral RNA detectable for... So a lot of times washing and kissing the corpse that they do, like in Liberia, bad move. You don't kiss the corpse. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember I told you guys years ago that when I was waiting tables, there was a waiter who was changing your tip on the credit card receipt. So you wrote a five, you know, a dollar sign and then $5, and he would add a one in front of the five. Well, somebody looks like finally got caught. There was an Italian restaurant waitress who was accused of adding $10 or $20 extra to customers' tips. This was in Westmoreland County, which is in Pennsylvania, and it's called tip bumping. Police accused Gina Haney, 30 years old, of North Huntington by adding a number one or two in front of the customer's tip on 20 credit or debit card receipts. Police said the affected customers dined at Lucci's in Penn Township between September and December 2014. Lucci's management pulled all of Haney's receipts after two customers called on the same day to report overcharges. We figured out who the server was, and then we pulled all of her slips. We realized the server had been adding a one in front of the tip or a two in front of the tip. We tried to go through and get as many customers' names and numbers and call them and take care of it and refund them. Police said some customers have not come forward yet, so customers who dined there and paid with a credit card between those months are urged to look at their statements, contact police and Lucci's to report an overcharge. You know, poor restaurant. Do you know what a PR mess that is? You know, one, they got to pay back for money that the waitress stole. And then two, it's all over the news that there was somebody that did that kind of fraud. It could hurt business in the future. That really stinks. So anyway, they said they did implement changes to their daily routine and urged that customers shouldn't be worried they will be victimized in the future. I would go to that place. I think they've done a great job in handling that. They said we take it really seriously. It won't happen anymore. We go through all the slips every night now just to make sure nothing is fishy. But that's what's also so crazy. And every now and then you hear of somebody leaving a $1,000 tip for a waitress. Have you guys noticed that in the past few months? Haven't there been, you know, haven't you heard, gosh, this person left $1,000 tip. This person left $1,000 tip. You're like, whoa. I mean, I'm hoping none of the servers are lying about that. I mean, that would be pretty stupid because you'd obviously get caught. She doesn't know anything about the charges going on. I don't know what you're talking about. They gave me the good tip. But you know, scary, scary stuff. You know, these frauds, these things that are out there, very, very, concerning. And there's a lot more ways to have fraud. We talked about yesterday how with the big cyber hacking of electronic medical records, I talked about how we probably have more criminals now than we ever had. And it's because of all the computer inputting, et cetera, and everything being online and everything being in computers. You know, a lot of companies that have gift cards and refunds and things like that. Apparently, there was a case where a McDonald's employee was arrested for ringing up fake returns at the register, putting the funds onto her own credit card. She stole $900 in 2 weeks, but luckily the McDonald's team had POS data analysis software, I guess, and then they were able to find and uncover the theft. So people are like, oh, really? You needed a refund? Okay, here's the money. So where's the client that you gave the refund to? You have a receipt saying I gave a refund, and the money goes into your pocket. This is what some employees could be doing. Gift card fraud. Gift card fraud could happen a lot. They say there are several methods where employees and customers can use to defraud your restaurant or funds via a gift card program. So they say how you want to avoid that is you want to scratch off the labels and protect the gift card account numbers. You want to have the gift cards activated at the end of the sales transaction. A lot of times what happens with gift cards, there was a doctor who had been giving out gift cards, and what had happened is the person that was passing out, the employee that was passing out the gift cards, spent the money. So they spent the money on the gift card. And then people were getting empty gift cards. And, you know, when you get an empty gift card, you really don't say anything. You know, you're like, all right, well, I guess, because you're like, all right, you know, it's a gift, no big deal, I'm not going to be petty about it. And so employees were doing that. I mean, tons of different ways where employees could steal or, employers could steal from employees. You know, you look at the ingenuity and the creativity of these people. And you're like, really, for that type of creativity, can't you get a good paying job? Yeah, I talk about all the time. I remember the homeless person who was really well kept and really well fed and looked great, who would dress up and dress up in costume, dress up with the appropriate makeup. You know, great makeup artists would go and sit. This is when the subway would allow people to panhandle and would sit there and average probably $800 a day getting money, you know, thrown at them and then go home. And I mean, it was they made more money doing that than going to get a real job. But, protect yourself. And like I said, what you have to do is, you know, with restaurants and stuff, if you can pay cash, that's good. My only worry about paying cash is somebody could say you didn't pay. They're like, no, here's the receipt. So I like using a credit card because there's a paper trail. But you got to really hug that that number with the number, with the dollar sign. So if you're giving a $5 tip or a $10 tip or a $20 tip, you got to make sure you hug that dollar sign and then write out the word. Write out 20. You know, as a doctor, people try to falsify my prescriptions all the time. It's ridiculous. So if I write narcotics and I write 30 tablets of a narcotic, some people will write a zero after it and make it 300. Or they'll put a one in front of it and make it 130. Now, pharmacists are smart people. So a lot of times they're like, no, 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 this doesn't fly. Dr. Dahlia never writes 300 of nothing. No way, not going to happen. But so I, very early on, I write out the number. Now, somebody, if I write 30, could write on top of it 130. They could do that. But luckily, I've been in town practicing enough where the pharmacists, and God bless them, you know, for all the detective work they have to do, are like, you know what, this isn't Dahlia's. But I can't stand when people do that. And I told you about a very, very popular fraud scheme that used to happen where you wouldn't have a doctor and you get free Z-Packs over the phone because you'd look in the Yellow Pages, that, you know, when Yellow Pages were big at the time, there'd be a list of doctors and then you would call up going, oh, hi, you know, who's the doctor on call tonight? You know, you'd call like 9, 10 o'clock at night and they'd be like, oh, Dr. Smith is on call. Darn. Dr. Smith is on call. My doctor is Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones said if I wasn't feeling better, I should call the doctor on call to get a Z-Pack. Well, I could call Dr. Smith for you. Can you? Good. Dr. Smith is half asleep because he's just getting into bed going, huh, what? Oh, Dr. Jones said you give me a Z-Pack because the antibiotic didn't work. All right, I'll call in a Z-Pack. Boom. Got free medicine. It happened to me when I was in training. Yeah, and I told Dr. Jones, oh, I called in the Z-Pack for your patient. That's not even my patient. So here I am calling in free medicine to somebody who could be a minor, to somebody who could be allergic, who I never even examined because they called me on call, which is why I changed my on-call practices big time. I don't just call in random medicine for people. Now, nowadays, you could have electronic systems, so you could wake up, get out of bed, go over to your computer, log in, look up the patient, start typing things in. I really feel bad for doctors that do the call that they have to. It is really, really exhausting. And you know, you're doing it for free. We've been doing free stuff for years. No, doctors make too much money. They should do stuff for free. Who else is going to get up in the middle of the night and give you free medical advice? Right? I mean, you know, you come in during working hours and get treated, or you go to a quick care, urgent care, or ER and get, you know, seen and evaluated properly. And, it's so frustrating. But anyway, be careful out there for scams. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What, do you want it funny?
Or serious.
You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Saturday night is Valentine's Day. I know. We're groaning also. I don't know what it is. Valentine's Day is my least favorite holiday. You know, and yeah, I dig the chocolate and stuff. And even though I'm married now, I think the reason why is I was single for most Valentine's Days before I married my husband. And it was so depressing. Everybody in school who had a boyfriend got all these little goody hearts and candy and lovey-dovey stuff and stuffed bears and balloons. And I was just walking around with my Paylee folder. Or what was that? Pylite? You know, it was like that yellow, ugly, yellow, mustard yellow, brown folder. And my textbooks, walking around going, now I'm alone with my pimples. And I mean, Valentine's Day was so depressing, you know, and then I get married, or then I get engaged, okay? And the very first Valentine's Day was actually an engagement ring, so it was like, boom. So I went from nothing happened to me on Valentine's Day. It's very funny. I dated a lot, but I never had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day. I think they would always break up before that because they didn't want to buy me jewelry or anything. I don't even like jewelry. I don't even like wearing jewelry. So anyway, so I went from nothing happening to me ever on Valentine's Day to all of a sudden getting an engagement ring and being engaged. So we're like, yay, so exciting. So I was really, really excited about that. But that now, how do you top that? My husband proposed to me in Newport Beach on a gondola. And he made me chocolate-covered strawberries, and he had the ring, and he proposed. No, he was of sound mind. I don't think he had any sort of pharmaceuticals or alcohol in his system. He was of sound mind, didn't show any regret a minute or two later. The guy that was manning the gondola was all giddy, and he was really cool, and he was singing to us. And it was really, really romantic. It was really, really nice. But how does hubby top that? Now, luckily, Valentine's Day comes on a Saturday. So you guys, and it's funny because it's really all on the guy. Okay, guys hate this stuff. Because now you have all this, expectations. Okay, women, we don't have to do much for Valentine's Day. I mean, we do. And we know that, like, if I bought my husband a little stuffed bear, he'd smile and go, that's cute, but it'd probably be like, can I use this as target practice or something? I mean, what's it going to do with a stuffed bear? So, but yeah, I'll probably say, yeah, if you want to, you know, take it when you go, you know, shooting and stuff, you could use it as target practice or whatever. But, you know, I mean, so, you know, for me, I don't have to do anything, you know, except, you know, be present, okay? And, you know, maybe shower and shave my legs, you know, in case he wants to do the hibbity-dibbity. But I really don't have to do much for Valentine's Day. Yet my husband now is already sweating, feeling hot under the collar, you know, getting all nervous, like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do? It's Valentine's Day. So, you know, ladies, if you really want to do something nice for your man on Valentine's Day, tell him don't worry about it. It's a stupid holiday. And when a guy hears his girl say, really, I don't have to do anything for Valentine's Day? No. But then you have to be smart. And you have to go, you always are showing me love. And the fact that you, you know, surprise me sometimes with your affection and your gifts year round is much better than Valentine's Day. So now, you see what you did? You see how you planted the seed? Where he better now step it up in April and May and June and August and September. You see, if you want to be smart, ladies, you got to do what I do, okay? Don't let your husbands have an out on February 14th, where he could go to Target, buy some sale chocolate, take you out to dinner, and be done with the romance for a year. Hell no. Tell him that for your Valentine's Day gift, you want him to relax and not have to deal with the pressure of Valentine's Day because you know he's going to surprise you with romance throughout the year and shower you with love and passion periodically throughout the year. Now, he's going to actually, no, he won't see past, no, he won't see. Look, guys don't think like us women think. No, he won't get it. He won't figure it out yet. No, he won't. He's going to be so happy that he's off the hook for Valentine's Day. You see, do you ladies even have a clue? Okay, you better write me a little bit more often than you do so I can give you more advice at drdahlia.com, honestly. Okay, so now he's off the hook Valentine's Day. You know, and then you'll have to kind of, you know, go, all right, you know, aren't you glad, you know, that was like June 20th. You know, aren't you glad I didn't make you do the whole Valentine's Day thing? You know, because I know somewhere you're going to surprise me. Then like, oh, crap, I better do something. See what I mean? Okay, but for some of you guys going, oh, no, wait a second. Okay, now that I listen to Dr. Dahlia, oh, no way. Okay, I do not want to get caught on that. Okay, well, then now let's then take a look at what you can do quick and easy, because I know you're going to forget. Saturday's going to come along, you're going to sleep in, you're not going to shave, it's going to be like 2 in the afternoon, and you're going to notice that your lady is getting her makeup on and getting her hair done and getting her nails done. You're going to be like, why are you gone all day getting all that done? And then you're going to be like, oh, no, Valentine's Day. Okay, so here are, according to CBS Local at WYCD, here are some 10 quick and easy last-minute Valentine's Day gifts. Okay, number one, they say make a homemade gift certificate. You grab a pen, you get some colored paper, and you make some homemade gift certificates. Now, please do not give her a gift certificate where she can do the, whatever on you. That's not what she's going to want. But if you do a gift certificate, like, you know, good for one romantic dinner, you know, wherever you want at your choice, good for a bottle of champagne and a bubble bath, good for a massage, good for a trip to Santa Monica or, I don't know, Santa Barbara, something like that. Okay? So you could do something like that. Okay? All right? And it'll count. True, the Santa Barbara trip may not be happening right then and there, but it's something you can do. Romantic gesture. They said you could put 100 folded pieces of paper all over the bed, each with a different reason why you love him and her. So, like, for example, if my husband was going to do that, he'd probably be like, well, you go to sleep, you don't make me call your mother, you know, those kinds of things. You could sing him or her a love song. Why do birds finally sing? I'm going to do that. I'm going to sing him a love song. Sing out loud. I'm going to do that. Flowers, easy to do flowers. There's tons of people having flowers. There's people standing on my sidewalk right now selling flowers. You can make a donation in his or her honor to a charity. That's always good. You could sponsor a dog in your loved one's name. Women really love that. For $50, you could sponsor a dog. Operation Second Chances Jailhouse Dogs. You could sponsor a dog in their name. That's pretty cool. Never go wrong with chocolate. Chocolate. By the way, chocolate, the price is going up. Chocolate's going to be a lot more expensive this weekend. Not too good. Date nights are good. Let her or him pick the movie, get the popcorn, etc., that kind of stuff. Maybe cook dinner. If my husband was going to, make me a dinner, just make me a big, huge steak in the shape of a heart with a lot of au jus, like a big prime rib, that'd be yummy. All right, or be very romantic. Women love when men declare their love all over the place. So if you could get one of the, like, you know, restaurants that has a flashing light to go, you know, I love Dahlia, something like that, that's cool. You know, the people that drive by go, huh, Dahlia who? You know, but Dahlia's like, oh, my God, this looks so cool. You know, or Facebook or social media, that kind of thing. All right? Easy squeezy. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special, infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.